Ka hea na o makua, na la a holoholona, na kupuna, me ka ua kaukeia. Kokua ka ua, malama puuvai hamama, manao hamama. Mahalo nui loa, ko aloha palena ole, mene mene palena ole. Mahalo nui loa kakou, mahalo nui loa, ea mama.
Aloha beautiful soul.
Thank you for tuning in again to my podcast. First of all, I'd like to tell you that today's another portal day, and Monday's going to be one as well. I hope I'm not mixing it up because I am currently living in Central Europe, and I don't know what time frame or what time where you are situated on the plane. So I'm just going to tell you the dates that I have. But usually, even for me, if I read that a portal day is on the 17th of February, for example, I am aware of it. I take into account that it is, but it might shift by a day or two, you know, so that those days are kind of like, it's just like telling you around that time sometime. So just be aware with yourself, be conscious with yourself, be mindful with yourself for today and maybe tomorrow as well. Check out for yourself if there's any special topics coming up, if you are being, if some things make you especially sad or if something makes you angry a lot. So just be mindful with that. And see if some topics might come up that you'd like to transform into something more positive. That's what portal days are. They're kind of like mirror days that show us where something wants to be transformed. That's on one hand. On the other hand, some say that those are the days where we're getting those global shift updates consciously for ourselves. So it might be a special day where you get a headache or feel a little bit dizzy. Some people react with pain somewhere in the body that suddenly appears and then after a while suddenly disappears again. That's actually us being shifted, or how do you say, we're being raised in our frequency on a global level. So just be a little bit mindful with yourself on those special days. I mean, you're supposed to be mindful with yourself all the time, but I mean, just especially on those days, those might be a little bit harder to get through, but it's only something to help us be better and be more comfortable with ourselves. So just embrace whatever comes there because it's just good. So that's for the portal days. But today's podcast episode, I wanted to talk about mana. It's the sixth of the seven principles of the Huna philosophy. And mana stands for the power in general. I mean, like if someone has mana, that person has power. But I mean, not just power in a political or really 3D materialistic kind of way. I'm saying power of a person, you know, like being powerful with yourself, with your mind, with your soul, with everything mana is actually the life energy, you know? So if I talk about mana, it means being aware that each of us has the power to do everything. Whatever we set out to do, we are able to do it. We have the power for it. And if you don't feel like it, if you feel like you don't have the power, I'm going to have to remind you of the other six principles we've had, which is Ike. The world is what you think. If you think you don't have the power, change your way of thinking that you do have the power, and you will see that you will get into that. My favorite exercise, as I think I said already in that episode, but just as a reminder, remember when we said I can't do something, you know, like take it with the power, I don't have the power to do something. maybe just change it into, I don't want to right now. I don't want to have the, I don't want to do whatever I was planning on, or I don't want to have the power for it right now. So that changes the whole thing, because it gives you the possibility to just say, oh, maybe it's just today, I just don't feel like it. You know, maybe tomorrow, maybe I'll feel like it tomorrow. But right now, I just don't feel it. And it's okay, you're allowed to do that. But just be aware that if you feel like you don't have the power, just ask yourself, because it's not like you don't have the power. You actually have it, so it's something else. It's the same like with Kala, like we said, with the boundaries, with realizing we can, there are no limits. So where are you limiting yourself, you know? And it's the same thing. Are you limiting yourself by saying, I don't have the power? Why are you doing that? Are you afraid? Is there something else? You know, that's how you can use all the principles to kind of like find out what's happening, you know? Because in the end, it could be that it's just not meant for you, so just don't do it. But on the other hand, it might be that there's a fear or there's an old grudge that you're still holding on to. And you want to transform that so that you can keep on going. Okay. The other thing is, like we said, Makia, the energy follows where attention goes. You know, if your attention is on that you can't do something and that you don't have the power to do something, then you're not going to have the power to do something. So try to, again here, try to see where are you shifting your energy to? Put your energy into that, hey, you can do whatever you want. So just remember that. That's one of the things that I used to have when I had days where, I mean, even nowadays, sometimes it's just like, I feel like I don't have the drive to do something. I wouldn't even say I don't have the power, because I know in my mind, if I want to, I'll just do it. But sometimes we just need a little break. And sometimes we just need to make a step back to look at the whole thing again, you know? And that's okay. We're allowed to do that. But I think it's important to be aware that no matter what, we do have the power to really do everything. I know that feels like scary sometimes, but we do have that power. So that's Makia, you know? That's again with that one. And it's the same with Manava. Manava meaning we're allowed to have the powers in the now, the power of us. We always have the power. So we have the power to decide today, right now, do I want to do this? Does this feel right or not? And if not, do I want to look into it right now or not? If not, then don't. But if it's something that's holding you back, that you feel like, you'd like to walk on, but you can't, then look at it. You have the strength to do everything that you put your mind to. And again, it's the same thing with aloha. If you are thankful, don't be too judgmental with yourself. That's what I'm saying. If you don't feel like it today, don't worry. It's okay. But don't let it hold you back. You know, if it's just a day or two, don't worry. Maybe a week is okay too. But if it's holding you back for months or maybe even years, look at it. Why is it holding you back? Where are you? Why aren't you putting all your power into it? Or all your strength? If you don't want to put your strength into it, maybe it's not supposed to be. Then maybe you have to look into a different direction. But you know, that's something that you can decide with your strength. And this is, I like to use an example for this. I think I used it with Makia, but it also works with Mana. Imagine yourself of being this beaming of energy, right? And now you're deciding, oh, I don't have the power to do this because I would, because I can't, because my colleague is doing this and that, and that's why I can't go any further. Or maybe my boss is not giving me a raise, and that's why I don't have money to do da. And this, or maybe in a partnership, something's not working out and you feel like you're not doing it. You know what you're doing in that moment? You're giving away your power. You're giving away your strength. You're giving away your mana. Because you're giving someone else the, how do I put it? You're giving someone else the responsibility over your happiness. And you're giving someone else the power over your life because you're saying that person is doing this and that, and that's why I can't do something. That's why I can't do something. So what you're doing in that moment is you're giving your power away. And that can be a colleague at work, your boss at work, maybe a partner, maybe a family member or the neighbor. There are so many reasons when we use the excuse, I'm putting that one in exclamations, the excuse of someone else being responsible for our happiness. How is that? That's so bad, right? So you can take back your strength and say, okay, I'm not giving it away. I'm not making them responsible for my life. I'm taking back my mana. I'm taking back my power, my strength. I want to change something and I will. So the thing about that is be aware. You've probably heard it. It's a prayer that is like, dear God, please give me the strength to change the things that bother me. And if I can change them, give me the strength to, I can't remember the right words, but you know which one I mean. Give me the strength to just live with whatever I can't change, right? So there you have it. It's we don't have to ask God for it. We already have it because God is inside of each of us and we have the power, we have the strength to change everything. So if you have someone that is in that you feel like because of that person you can't go on, ask yourself, why are you using that excuse? Bring back the power into your hands. Take the reign over your life. You can do that. You will always have the power to do whatever you want to do. I know it sounds scary at first, being responsible for your own life, but having that power sitting in on the throne of your own life, that's so amazing. And that is so beautiful because you have the power every moment to decide what to do with your life. And you have the power because you're not giving it away and you're not making someone else responsible. And that goes for everything and everyone. You can always find a way. It's either really finding the way to change something, to actually change something, or to just be aware and say, okay, this is how it is. I can't really change it, but I can stop fighting it. A lot of things in our lives is actually just inner war, I would say, because it's you fighting against two sides inside of you. Because on one hand, maybe you want to take care of someone, like let's say a family member, and on the other hand, you want to have your own freedom in life. And that's you're fighting inside against, on one hand, having this compassion that you want to take care of a person you like, and on the other hand, that your soul is asking for more freedom for, I don't know, whatever. So the thing there is to get your power back and say, okay, I'm not making the other person responsible. Yeah, it's my own decision. And if I decide I want to, instead of do this freedom, I want to take care of that person. Or maybe you can even find a solution of doing whatever you love to do while you take care of someone. Okay, I hope I've explained that right. It's really very important for you to know that you have all the power you need for everything you want to do in your life. You just need to remind yourself every now and then that you do. You have the power and you have the strength and you can do everything. And that's mana, and that's taking your mana back and using your mana for all the things that you want to do that are important for you, for your soul, because you are a beautiful being and you are here to do beautiful things for yourself and for your community. And to be able to do that, you have to follow your heart, and your heart's going to be the one telling you all those things. And you can use these principles to to take back that power for yourself and make the necessary changes. So yeah, that's mana. I really like mana. I know I like all the seven principles, but each of them have their own quality, and you see how mana is really empowering, and that's what I want to do. I want to remind you that you have the power. So that's it for this week. If you'd like to have a small exercise to mana as well, just watch yourself for the coming week where you are giving your mana away, you know? Where are you giving it to negative thoughts or maybe even empowering other people over your life? So just be mindful with yourself. Watch out. Take care. And just look at it. Where are you doing? You know, where are you putting all your mana on someone else? So that's it for this week. I'm looking forward to talk to you about the seventh principle next week. Also one of my favorites. And I wish you a great weekend and a very good start into the next week. Sending you a big hug and a deep aloha mahalo and a huyo. Bye bye. Thanks a lot for tuning in again. I hope you were able to have some good takeaways for yourself. Please don't forget to subscribe to my podcast. And if you'd like to receive some information about actual energies and more inspirational information, sign up to my newsletter. You can find the link on my website, www.iamaloha.de. I am looking forward to talk to you again next time. And until then, aloha mahalo, e ho'omaika'i kakou, e ahui ho'o.